Hello, travelers. My name is Grace Simmons, and this is the Random and Wonderful podcast. Settle in and listen to stories of wanderlust and transformation as you gain tips to inspire your next travel experience. The Random and Wonderful is brought to you by the Amethyst Palava Hut, LLC. Today's guest is Michelle Newman. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, it's great to be here.
I'm happy to have you. So we met at Podcast Movement at the National Harbor this year in August, which is very fun.
Very fun.
It was interesting. I'm so glad I ran into you the first, we were introduced, let me say, the first night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very excited. So please give me a little bit about who you are, what you do, and then we're going to dive into some travel questions.
Oh, I love it. I love traveling. So I'm excited to be here and talk about this because I feel like my life always goes better when I'm traveling.
Yes.
I don't know what that's about. But anyway, I'm a podcast producer and host of a show called Tell Me a Ghost Story right now. And then I run my own podcast production company called Newman Media. Yeah. And I produce other people's podcasts as well. So that is what I do. And that's why I was at Podcast Movement. I wasn't just, you know, lounging around,
just hanging out.
And now we get to talk about something that we both enjoy.
Exactly. Which is travel.
Yep.
So the signature question or statement is, please tell me your favorite travel story.
Okay. That's so funny because I'm like, which one? I should have thought about this a little bit before I jumped on the show. You know, I went on a road trip to Santa Fe, New Mexico by myself.
Okay.
My first trip after the pandemic, you know, it was still like kind of happening, but I went to the Grand Canyon by myself. I stayed in an earth ship by myself. Do you know what that is?
I do not. What is that?
They're like these alternative living things. They're like made out of the houses that are made out of tires and like cob, and people build them. There's a big compound in New Mexico. So like that was kind of the precursor. Like I wanted to go check that out.
Yeah, yeah.
See like what that was like. But yeah, I drove there, you know, and I don't think I'd gone on like a road, like I've gone on road trips by myself to like from California back to Washington. I've done that drive a million trillion times. In fact, I'm doing that at the end of the month. This was like a vacation road trip. And that was like my first big, you know, and I had things like I took a train to the Grand Canyon. I saw a terrible Western show. You know, it's good to know that performers that aren't in Los Angeles find work somewhere, you know, and they might be doing an Old West show by the Grand Canyon. Yeah, it was just a really cool place. Like I stayed right next to Ghost Ranch, you know, the place where Georgia O'Keeffe lived. So like I stayed in Abiquiu, where she has two homes. So one's in Abiquiu and one was in Ghost Ranch. So like you can go tour Ghost Ranch and it's so cool. But yeah, like it was a real adventure. Like it was, you know, I was staying in that earthship and it's like beautiful southwest skies. And I go to bed and mouse falls out of the ceiling. And the rest of just waiting for dawn to come.
It's not how I thought the story was going.
No, you think it's going to be a beautiful story. And then it was just like, oh God. It was just like an adventure. And it was very fun. And yeah, I don't know. It was magical. I'd have to say it was magical.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll think on that as we talk and maybe I'll come up with more funny stories as we go because I'm like, that's just the most recent. Well, I mean, I did go on a mini road trip up here and I went to like Carmel and this was my dog and I's honeymoon. We stopped in Carmel, very dog friendly city. We went to Mendocino, very dog friendly city. And now we're here in the Northwest, very dog friendly.
Yeah.
So he's having the time of his life.
I was wondering, when you were going through Santa Fe, did you schedule every stop or like the entire location? Or were you just like, I want to get here and check things out?
Well, you know what I do when I'm traveling alone? I make sure I have a place to stay ahead of. Like, that's what I schedule. I don't schedule. Like, I think I just like the freedom of being like, hey, like there was a poster on the place where I stayed in Santa Fe for the folk museum. I didn't know what that was, but I looked it up and I was like, oh, there's a cool exhibit on Japanese ghosts. I just went to the folk museum and looked at that. And It was awesome.
And it's right up your alley. So
yeah. Well,
that's cool.
Yeah. So I like that kind of flexibility. And it's like, oh, you know, maybe I'll think about like one thing in a day. It's like, oh, there's an antique museum I want to go see or something like that. And then you just see what happens around there. So that's kind of how I travel or how I like to travel. I hate it when people plan every second of the trip.
You don't like the spreadsheets?
I can't do the spreadsheet. I can't. I have some friends that do the spreadsheets, and I don't know if we're compatible travel-wise anymore. I just don't know. I don't know if we're compatible friend-wise, but the spreadsheets really stress me out.
Sorry, I feel like I brought something up with that question.
Do you do spreadsheets? I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I don't mean to. It's
I don't do spreadsheets depending on the type of trip. And I was actually going to ask you preference of solo or group. So depending on the type of trip, if I have a friend who does the spreadsheets, then I'm just like, whatever's happening, it's happening. Like it's just one less thing on my mind. I may be not as helpful as I need to be because I'm just like, you got it, you know.
Yeah, you
So
figured it out. You love doing this, right?
you got it. Just tell me where to be. That's fine. So do you have a preference then? So if you have people who can travel maybe the same way that you can with a looser schedule, or would you prefer to do solo travel?
You know, I'd say now as I've gotten older, I like solo travel more. You know, there is something to be said about being in a group of people that make their own, you know, that make their own fun.
Yeah.
You know, you can, that's like the going with your friends to like a house somewhere, you know, and being like, oh yeah, we're all having a great time.
Yeah.
That looks different than a trip, you know.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's like that's, I don't know. I don't know if I'd travel in a big group again. I did do this awesome all women group travel thing to Mexico City. I went to Mexico City. It's called Wild Terrain. Have you ever heard of them?
I don't think so.
You might want to reach out to them because it's like it's run by this girl named Lauren, and it's all women, only women on the group. And then she basically curates every trip, like meet other rad women who are like, you know, you go on a food tour and it's the woman running it, like helps all these people in the market go to school or just save for retirement or retire, or like a textile maker, or like, you know, like there's all these cool things. And like, of course, restaurant owners. Of course, you have to go meet restaurant owners.
Sure.
But it was just a very cool group of women. And like, we did like a jewelry making class together. I don't know. It's like, I haven't done a tour in a while.
Okay.
Like, I mean, maybe since high school, right? Like, gone on a actual travel tour. And Wild Terrain was worth it. Like, that was a, and I'm not affiliated, by the way. I'm not just like, but they're very cool. So I almost do better traveling in a pack with strangers than I do with my buds.
Yeah. That's, I think, like, it's like we're talking about the introverts thing. You already have several things in common, and then the rest of it's just like questions and answers. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's pretty neat, actually. Random question. What's your favorite road snack?
My favorite road snack is beef jerky.
Classic.
It has to be. I have to have protein or else I'll get a little cranky. So I have to have beef jerky. And only certain types, because some types give me a headache. Fun fact.
Not great to figure out while you're on the road.
You know, but you know, just the most organic, weirdest, freshest beef jerky, I'm good to go.
Okay. I am wondering about, do you consider safety, but like how severe or heavily does safety weigh in when you're making these plans, either, you know, with a group of strangers or on your own?
Well, when I'm on my own, I'm extra, I'm like just more aware. Make sure I, number one, I don't go get drunk at night by myself, you know, unless it's like at the hotel or something. Like I'm pretty much, you know, if I'm going to drink, it's going to be during the day. Number two, I'm always prepared to lie, you know, when someone talks to you, always prepared to be like, yeah, my big beefy boy is back at the hotel room and he just didn't want to walk with me to the Mexican restaurant for some reason. But he just wanted to lay down and just have alone time. You just got to like be able to drop it, drop
Yeah.
a convincing lie immediately. You know, it's funny. The only place that I have felt really unsafe as a solo female traveler was around the Grand Canyon. Like, that was the most I felt like, what is she doing? Like, people kept asking if I was alone and just was making me very, very uncomfortable, which I'm just like, this is a tourist destination. Why is this a weird thing if you're alone over here? I don't know. It just felt, it still feels odd. Like, I don't think I'd go back. It's like, I've seen the, I mean, it's a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've done it. Once you do it, you're good.
Are you going to visit other national parks?
Yeah, I definitely will see like Zion.
Okay. Yeah.
And like, I don't know, a few places in Utah. And also, I haven't gotten a chance to see Yosemite yet. And I live in California and I still haven't gotten to see Yosemite.
I don't think I have either. Just avoiding that.
No, I was just going to ask you what your favorite place to travel has been.
So far, it's been Portugal.
Nice.
Yeah, Porto has been, it was really beautiful and peaceful. That's mm-hmm. like the one feeling that I think I still carry from that trip. There's just the peace, the calmness, the ease. And like when I look at pictures, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to go back and rest. You know, it's just, it's so nice. And there are things to do. It's not like there, it's just a quiet town. You know, if you want to be busy, you can. And if you don't have to be. And that's the best part, I think, about certain trips is just depending on your energy level, there are things to match, right? So I really, really loved that. I will say something that wasn't exactly a trip, but I was on my way to Belgium, was that when I was on the plane, I just it was like at night, I happened to open my window, like randomly wake up and open the window, expecting complete darkness. And we were flying like as the northern lights were happening.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I want that to happen so bad. I want that to happen so bad.
It was really cool. I slightly would like to time that again, just to catch it in the sky.
What time of year was that?
It was September. So it was late September because we were going to the Belgian Beer Fest, which is before Oktoberfest.
Okay. Fascinating. That is fascinating. Yeah. My brother got married in Ireland last year. So I was in Ireland for like, I think I went for 3 weeks and I just traveled around in a car. I just drove around in a car for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I guess the Northern Lights aren't going to happen in June in Ireland. That's just not what's good. Not quite the right timing for that. But yeah, I don't know. That was an amazing trip. I'm trying to get back to Europe more. My mom and I are actually going on our first mother-daughter trip to London. Uber. We're going to try and do that. So we are doing that. There's no try. Just it's we are doing it.
Things are set.
Things are set. But yeah, that'll be fun. I'm excited to go over there. And I've heard just amazing things about Portugal too. Like, you know, it's kind of easy to be a digital nomad over there if you were.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of cool opportunities there. Especially they have a lot of co-living communities as well. So between Portugal and Spain, which is like, you know, a quick border hop over to go visit Spain.
Yeah, I've only been to Spain on my high school French class trip. Like we went to England for 3 days, ate at a Mexican food restaurant, went to Paris the day before Bastille Day and left, went to, where's the place with the running of the bulls? Pamplona or something like that. We went there the day before the running of the bulls.
Okay.
And then we went to Madrid and Barcelona. But it was like,
were you all leaving before like the main events were happening? Okay. I just wanted to make sure this is.
Oh, yeah. We definitely left before every main event.
Oh, come on.
It was something. It was something. But yeah, that was up until I went to Ireland. That was my main. I haven't been like over to Europe in a very long time.
Yeah.
Also, but yeah, I mean, ideally, it'd be nice to go and actually catch those days and also not eat Mexican food in England. You know, I just want to advise your listeners, precautionary tale, don't do that. Don't eat Mexican food in England. England has some other food. I'm sure that's great. A potato? Fantastic. Mexican food in England, I don't know.
Okay, I did get called out because when I went to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And we had already gone, like, checked out a lot of the local restaurants, and that was fun. But I genuinely just wanted a pizza.
I get it.
And I went to this one place and I had run into the people. We did like a food tour a couple days prior. Mm-hmm. So I ran into them again. And I was like, oh, there's this really great place you guys should check out. There's a pizza place. And they were like, excuse me? You did what? And I was like, well, it was great. Like, the ingredients were great. The dough was fresh and chewy. It was one of the best pizzas I've ever had. I have no regret.
Sounds great.
It was fantastic.
Dude, I get it. Sometimes, like, you know, at the end of that high school trip, we went to the Hard Rock Cafe because we were all just ready to go home. We just wanted American food. We just wanted French fries and a burger and, like, American cheese. It's so embarrassing. We wanted people to be nice to us. It's just, you know, we were ready. Everyone was ready.
I believe that, actually. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Ready to go.
Ready to go. High school students were ready to go home. They were done.
That's not bad, though. I wish I had that opportunity. And now, not that I'm trying to make up for it, but I'm glad that I could do that as an adult, because I think that would have been a really nice, like, start in high school to be able to be exposed to these kind of things, like traveling and especially going to multiple countries during one trip.
I mean, it was cool. It was intense at the same time. Like, I don't think I got as much out of it. You know, like, you don't get exposed to the outside of the group very well. Like, you're more insulated. I don't know. It's like, it's high school, but you're just on a bus all the time going to different places and going, like, we visited so many churches that I can't even tell you what church. Like, I hope we went to Notre Dame, you know, like, I hope.
Maybe.
I don't know what we did.
That's one of the things. So there are plenty of really great places in Portugal, but that was one of the reasons why I just stayed in one city, because I wanted to spend time there versus there were, again, I really was very tempted to, like, hit up at least three different cities and go into Spain, right? They do like a day trip. But I knew, first off, I would have been so exhausted after being there. And then when I got to that city, I was like, there's a lot here. The next time I come, of course, you know, I would love to visit another city, but I would hate to do that, like, rush to hit all these different places and then not really get to appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, it was fun because, like, Ireland, I think, was like maybe one of the longest trips in a foreign country that I've had. And I really got to do that. I mean, like, I was going from place to place, but, like, oh, Ireland's so small, you can drive it pretty easily. And so, you know, you just get a really good sense of the country. You know, it's very beautiful during June. You know, you just drive up the Atlantic Way. And my only thing was, like, I might be the opposite. I might need to move on from places. Because, like, I'm, like, sitting here and I'm, like, thinking about Ireland. And I'm, like, the only place I was, like, I spent way too much time in Galway. I ran out of things to do in Galway. I was, like, this is, get me the F out of here. People are, like, Galway, girl. Everybody sing the Galway girl song. And I'm just like, I don't want to. I don't like it here. I like Dublin a lot. Just like Galway, I'm just going to have done less time there. Less time.
I was actually wondering what made you, like, grab a car and decide to go visit.
Well, my brother randomly decided to get married there. So it was like, he didn't marry an Irish person. He just decided to, quote unquote, elope there. But he was like, yeah, but you guys can come if you have, like, plan your vacation at the same time, but we're not paying for anybody's vacation. And so anyway, so me and my parents and her parents, and I think one of her sisters all, like, went over there and, like, was there at the wedding. And so, yeah, like, I was like, well, you know, I might as well see what it's like. And a part of me was like, do I want to drive? You know, they drive on the left side of the road. So I was, like, really apprehensive about that. And then I don't know what happened. I just, like, the guy sitting next to me on the plane had a night terror and started screaming in the middle of the night while we were flying over. So I didn't sleep at all.
My gosh.
And that, like, made all my nerves go away. And then, like, I just gunned it. I, like, got the car and gunned it over to Skibbereen in County Cork, which is a 4-hour drive from the airport in Dublin. And, like, I get to Skibbereen and I'm staying at this beautiful spot. And I was like, yeah, I can do this. Yeah. I did it. And then I slept for 24 hours. But
okay.
Yeah. But like, I pull into Ireland. It has Like, I'm on the freeway. They're like playing Sinead O'Connor. She hadn't died yet. So it was still like, I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Rainbows, like as you're driving, like there's just rainbows as you're driving. And I'm like, God, this is so cliche. I love it. I love it. It's so good.
Love that so much.
Like, my God, is a leprechaun somewhere? Like, it's
so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I recommend it. It seems like it's a big tourist hub right now. Like, everybody seems to be going to Ireland for some reason. But yeah, I don't know. I love traveling. So it's one of my favorite things. And I really do think my life, I had a thing for a while where if I ever needed a job, I'd go on vacation. Because for some reason, when I was on vacation, I'd get a job. I don't know what the universe was trying to tell me at that moment in time, but anytime I was out of town or doing something, I'd get an email about a job.
I'd come through. Wow.
So I don't know. It's one of those things where I think I'm supposed to be on the road as much as
out and about.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, I'm curious, is there like a self-care practice that you do while traveling?
While traveling, you know, I really try to eat, you know, as little carbs as possible, and as much protein as I can. And that's a really big thing. Also, just, this is such a small thing, but like doing my nails, like I'll just sit there and like make sure my nails are done. And then just taking the day off.
Yeah.
Sort of traveling. Like that was one of the things too, like while I was traveling in Ireland, in Galway, I spent a whole day in bed just because I was so tired. I was like, this is great. You know, so like that's actually one of my big self-care things. It's like, just because you're in the spot doesn't mean you got to be going nonstop.
Yeah.
That's what's made, like when I visit places like New York bearable. Like you don't have to just go, go, go. You can be like, no, I'm going to stay in.
Yes.
I'm going to like
sleep in. Take it easy.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel guilty about watching TV all day if I want to. You know, like if I want to just sit on my phone after driving for 10 hours.
Right. You
know, it's okay. The outside will still be there. Everything that you're meant to see will still be there. Like, it's okay. So that's my big thing of self-care. It's like made me enjoy traveling a lot more. Mm-hmm. Going at my own pace. So.
Yeah, I love that so much. Okay, before we go, please tell me what you're working on and how we can get in touch with you.
Well, you can find me over at newmanmedia.com. That's my website. And if you have any ghost stories from the road, travel stories, just eerie places, anything that's a weird vibe, I take weird vibe stories. You can go to tellmeaghoststory.com and leave a message there. And I'll put it on my little radio show, Tell Me a Ghost Story.
Perfect. All right, Michelle, thank you so much for being my guest today. I'm glad we got to chat.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Hey there, Grace here. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and gained some useful takeaways. Thank you so much for listening and staying until the end. Don't forget to rate the show or share it with some friends. Have a wonderful week. Take care. And remember, be bold, be curious, be ready to tell your story. You never know who needs it. Bye-bye.